This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Welcome to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always find out more on the website, find out about upcoming events, find out more about Alan and Troy and the team. It's on the website, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. So again, that number, if you have questions, boy, can I retire? I wonder if I have enough. Do you think I'll be okay? 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. All right, Alan, our nation's debt, $34.5 trillion and counting at this point. And at the end of the day, they're not going to stop spending. And I don't know, you got any solutions to this, Alan?
Yeah, they're calling me every day asking me for my take on it. But now the solution is that I think that we have to have a balanced budget, which is not going to happen. You know, I think that the thing that as we're talking to our clients about this, we have to just kind of bring it into our individual worlds and say, how does it affect us? How is it going to affect our personal finances? How is it going to possibly affect future opportunities? And really just bring it into our own planning and make sure that if, you know, the debt continues to spiral out of control, which it seems to be doing now, that we are taking care of our fiscal houses and making sure that we're doing the right thing for our own individual plans.
So, Troy, you think about this. Besides the $34.5 trillion in debt, and by the way, $34.5 trillion compared to the 80s, 40 years ago, $907 billion. That was our debt back in the 80s, $907 billion. And so you go, well, I wonder what we're paying interest-wise on our $34.5 trillion. Well, the interest we're paying on the debt this year is $870 billion, with a B, $870 billion. Next year, we're going to be paying $951 billion on that debt. And the Congressional Budget Office indicates the national debt will grow to $54 trillion in the next decade, and then we'll be paying over $1.6 trillion just on the interest. That's a tough way to go, Troy.
That is an extremely tough way to go. When you put it in those terms, that's just the cost on our debt, not even talking about what we owe. That's just the cost on our debt. And I think there's a study that says if this keeps going, it's estimated to hit over $60 trillion over the next, I think, 30 years. By 2046, it's actually going to surpass, our national debt cost will actually surpass Medicare. And then by 2049, it'll actually surpass Social Security, which is our biggest government-funded program. So that's huge. And how does that affect us? If we just look where our debt was 4 years ago, back in 2020, before the pandemic, we were a little bit over $20 trillion. Now we're over $34 trillion. So it's a huge change in 4 years. And we know that a couple things are already on the horizon that are looking to change. Taxes. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of, I think that went through in 2020. It expires at the end of 2025. So we have a little bit of time here to have a little bit more cost savings on our taxes in the current tax brackets that we're in. But how can we change our current plan? How can we set up our plan to take advantage of lower tax rates that we're in right now and kind of protect, like Alan said, our fiscal house to make sure we're taken care of no matter what they're doing in Washington? And that's the biggest thing that we focus on. That's why we created our Retirement 360 game plan book, to really show you the process of what we do and how we focus on retirement planning and to protect our fiscal house when we're going down this journey of retirement planning. We're going to give you the opportunity to get a copy of that book, a hard copy of the book. If you text the word book to 502-273-1188, we'll send you back a text to get a little bit of information from you. We'll follow up with you Monday morning and get you a copy in the mail. And it'll walk you through how to start your own Retirement 360 game plan process and start to gather the information that you need. Also give you some key questions that you need to ask and areas that you need to focus on when you are starting your retirement planning process. So go ahead, send in a text. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. Completely complimentary. We'd love to get you a copy of that book.
So there you go. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. All right, Alan, I guess one thing that we do, I think we figure it out is that, okay, we're $34.5 trillion in debt as a nation. It's not going to slow down. So we know the 2017 Tax and Jobs Act that finishes, at least sunsets supposedly, in 2025. And in 2026, we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. And I think you would agree, you've been doing this a long time. You started back in 1986. So You've seen a lot of tax brackets come and go, but every administration changes them anyway. This is probably the lowest tax bracket we've ever been in, environment. I mean, we're expecting taxes to go up, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the lowest ones we've been in for a long time. And as Troy said, as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires, we're going backwards to the tax brackets of 2017 is where that all changed. So I think it's the 24% tax bracket will go away altogether and be replaced by the 28% and 32% tax bracket. And you think about that, you know, when you're just looking at the numbers, you think, oh, it's only a 4% increase if I go from 24 to 28. But really the reality is that the percentage of taxes that you pay is much higher than that. And as we're talking about it, that act expires at the end of 25. So we have a short window or a small window left where we can still convert some of the money into tax-free accounts, go ahead and pay some taxes, get some of that off your personal book, so to speak, so that when a new administration comes in or the same administration changes the tax code next year, that we're or in the next couple of years, then we're going to, you know, have less that we're going to pay out in our retirement future. And I think that's what we have to look at. We have to just look at what we can control. We can't control who's in the office other than going and voting and things of that nature, but we can control what we're actually paying in our own taxes, at least a little bit at this point. Most of us have saved all of our money in these retirement accounts that have never been taxed before. And that's where we're trying to encourage people to start a Retirement 360 game plan. Really look at your options, see if it makes it a difference to you. Find out what your lifetime tax liability is going to be. We can provide that information to you just by generating a report based on your current assets and current investments. And then find out how it changes if you take some steps now to try to lessen that tax. So again, you can text the word book to 502-273-1188 or give us a call and we'll sit down with you and kind of go through some of the planning that we do and see if we can't change that story or outcome for you.
Troy, you know, you think about all this. One thing we did dodge was a government shutdown. I don't know. It seems like they just kind of kicked the can down the road, but I suppose it's a good thing that we didn't shut down. That means people still got their Social Security checks and we still paid the people that work for the government and all of that. But it's kind of the same vein here as the debt. Mm-hmm. They don't ever get like solutions. They just kick the can down the road for somebody else to figure it out, I think. What's your take on the government shutdowns? We've seen those a lot. Last real one we had was like 2018-19 with Trump, where he did shut down the government for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, the market typically does not like any government shutdowns because it creates a lot of uncertainty. And anytime there's uncertainty in the market and politics, the investors don't like that. And that's part of taking control of your own retirement plan. There, analysts did find that leading up to the last 7 government shutdowns that lasted 10 days or more, the average decline in the S&P 500 was a little over 10%. So it does affect how the market reacts when government does shut down. But I do agree with you. They do keep kicking the can down the road. And at some point, things have to change. I don't care which side you're voting on. Somebody has to take a stance on this and correct the problem or right the ship and make sure we're going in the right direction. Because if something doesn't, we're just going to keep snowballing through this. And that's why we have to take more control over our individual retirement plan. We take as many variables out of our plan as possible and focusing on that fiscal house and making sure that we have the foundation of that fiscal house created. That way we have our income flowing in during our retirement that we know no matter what happens, we have a paycheck coming in every month, no matter what happens in Washington, that we know we're taken care of and we're going to be have a successful retirement.
So, Troy, before we run out of time, I do want to give you your dad joke of the week, because this is a good one, too. Why can't you trust trees? They're kind of shady. That's a good one. Your boys, you know,
I was gonna,
like, yeah.
I was going to say because they always leave.
No, that's
say because they leave in the
that.
Fall.
Could do that as well.
Nice, good one.
Yeah, I like that. So, Alan, I guess final minute or so of this segment, yeah. We got a lot to get to. I guess just kind of your take on, I don't know, the government. I mean, I think we're most people are in favor of term limits and all that. You can't be 95 and running the country, I don't think. But
right. Well, I mean, I think that's it's always a hot button or a hot topic that they bring around every election, but nobody ever seems to vote on it. I think that all of the politicians, both sides of the aisle, like their jobs, like their pensions, like their health insurance, and they're just going to stay there as long as they can. But here's what we're doing here at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. You know, we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of seminars and throughout the year on how to build your retirement plan, how to make sure that your fiscal house or your financial house is in order, regardless of who's in the office. And what we're looking at or what we're doing this year is we're changing our focus from the tax storm that we've been talking about over the last couple of years to really focus on decision 24. How's it going to affect your finances? We're doing I think the first run of that seminar is going to be sometime in April. So you can go to our website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com, and you can go to the events tab, sign up for the upcoming workshops or seminars, and really find out how the upcoming election could potentially change your situation or affect your finances and what you can do about it now before anything really happens. So again, you can go to the events tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com, sign up for one of our upcoming workshops or seminars, and kind of be prepared for this. And outside of that, the other thing that you can do is you can text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a copy of the book that Troy penned just in the last year or so, year and a half, about our process. I mean, we've been doing this and working with clients for a long time. Troy took all that information, put it on paper and put it into a book, and we're giving that away. So if you'd like a copy of that book, you can text the word book to 502-273-1188 and get your copy, just to kind of get, again, how do you get started on this? How do you really build your plan to make sure that you're okay, regardless of who's in office.
So there you go. Text the word book if you'd like the book. It's a fantastic book, Retirement 360 Game Plan, 502-273-1188. Just getting started with Alan and Troy right here on Retirement 360. Back with more with Louisville's retirement coaches right after this.
Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurial Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Hey, it's Tony Vannetti. You know, most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? That's a biggie. When's the best time to take Social Security? Another one. Is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have these similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You're going to learn a lot. You got to go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com and sign up. Register today. Seating is limited. So don't delay. Pick a time and day that works best for you. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always find out about upcoming events. You want to sit down with the team and talk to them about questions you have about where you are on that road to retirement. Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. And of course, you can always give them a call, 502-273-1188. Complimentary, no cost to you. 502-273-1188. All right, Alan and Troy, we're going to next two segments, we're going to talk about legacy. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Alan and Troy are going to make it clear to us as we dive into the basics of creating a lasting legacy for your family today. Troy, I'll start with you. What are some basic questions we probably should ask ourselves on this topic of legacy?
I think the first question that you really need to address is, first of all, do you want to leave anything behind? That's one of the major questions that we address in that first meeting. And I get a bunch of answers. I get, no, I want to spend every penny I have. I want to bounce my last paycheck. I actually heard that from a family member before. But then I have clients that really want to make an impact and leave money either to the family or to charity that they really, truly believe in. And one of my close clients that he started taking out his required minimum distribution, both him and his wife this year. And it's a pretty substantial required minimum distribution. And in conversation, he's like, look, Troy, I just don't need this money. I want to do something good. We have a few charities that we're very involved in. I want all of the money to go to a charity, and it's about $50,000. So it's a huge tax write-off if it's done correctly, but also it creates a huge impact. And it led to a further discussion of, when you and your spouse pass away, do your kids want the money? He said, no, my kids don't want the money. They're taken care of. They have money and they have a pretty substantial portfolio. So we got started talking about how to create a legacy from this money and how to help these charities that they are so focused on prosper years and years down the road instead of just giving a one-time distribution when they pass away. So we're looking at creating a plan that will allow their portfolio to be able to create that lifelong legacy well beyond past their years here. So it's pretty amazing once you get into the planning process of how to create a legacy and the tools that we have to be able to create that. So that's just part of the planning process. But legacy is a big thing that you really got to figure out if you want to leave one behind or if you want to spend everything you got.
So you think about the Retirement 360 game plan, which they've offered the book that Troy wrote, 502-273-1188. Just text the word book to that number, 502-273-1188, and you get a copy of the book. But the Retirement 360 game plan is income, investment, taxes, health care, legacy planning, Social Security and Medicare also in there. But legacy planning is a part of the Retirement 360 game plan. I guess, Alan, how do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? Because it's probably not first up on your agenda, but it's certainly something you want to accomplish. And I don't think you can say, well, let's wait until you're in your 80s and we'll talk about legacy planning, right? I mean, all of this happens, but maybe this one's one of the later ones compared to income, investment, taxes?
Well, it is a little bit later in the process, but it's still just as important. You want to make sure that you're not, I guess, caught off guard by something that was unexpected. And so you want to make sure that you have the right documents in place. You want to make sure that you've had a conversation with your spouse. What do you want to leave? How do you want to leave it? Do you want to, as Troy said, are you trying to spend all of it and just leave what's left? Or are you trying to create a tax-free legacy for your heirs? I mean, that's one of the things that we talk a lot about. Just because taxes seem to be so woven into our daily life that if we can do something where there are less taxes or potentially no taxes, we want to at least talk about those things. We actually talk to our clients about it is through that conversation, what are you looking for? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to preserve the value of your total portfolio? Or are you trying to, you know, like I said, just leave what's left, you know, helping it make sure that your loved ones are taken care of? How do you want to take care of them? How do you create a plan, whether it involve a trust or something like that, that's going to help carry out your wishes? Who's going to be left here to make sure that those wishes are carried out? All of those things are part of the conversation, but we also try to educate our clients on things like what their cost basis is on their investments. What happens if current legislation stays as it is and current rules stay as they are right now? When you pass away, you get what they call a step up in basis. So if you bought a stock for $10 a share, but it's grown to $100 a share, and you pass away and it's at $100 a share, then your family doesn't pay taxes on that. And it's amazing how many people don't realize that that's part of the rules right now. So we talk about those things. We talk about another thing that as you're retiring, if you've accumulated stock in your 401k plan from your company, there's a way that you can roll that stock out, keep the stock, maintain the cost basis and only pay tax on the cost basis. And then all of that money that's outside of that, once you have that stock outside of your retirement plan and you sell it, then you have to pay capital gains tax instead of your regular income tax. It's called net unrealized appreciation. So these are things that we want to educate our clients on. We talk about a lot of this stuff in the classes and the seminars that we put out there to just try to get people up to speed on this. We don't expect everybody to memorize this stuff or to know it like we do, but that's, we want them to know that there are opportunities to take advantage of, to pay less taxes and to pass this money on to their families with a less of a tax burden on it than they may already know. So those are the things that we bring up in the conversations.
502-273-1188. If you'd like to chat with the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, and try to figure this out with their help, figure it out for your situation. Because certainly Alan and Troy talk kind of general here, but when you come in and sit down with them, then it's about you, right? How can they help you? How can they put you in a better position? 502-273-1188. All right, I guess, Troy, kind of like you said, some people do want to leave a legacy, some do not. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't know if we, I mean, I doubt if anybody's going to be able to balance their check at the end of the day or to bounce their last check. So, I mean, something's going to be left, so you probably ought to take the, at least the, that part and make sure it's going to the right place. But talk about the benefits of having that strategic legacy plan. And certainly your the example you gave earlier of the couple that's really, well, our kids don't need this money. We don't need it either. So we're going to do the charitable thing. I mean, there's some pretty amazing things you can do now.
Yeah, there are some pretty amazing things with the charitable trust and being able to basically create a legacy for yourself that's going to live far beyond you. But just for the basic legacy part, making sure the estate plan is set up and making sure everything goes to your beneficiaries the way you want it to avoid probate, that's number one step. Make sure that's set up. And you won't believe how many times we sit down with people and their will is 10, 15 years old. Everything's completely out of date. It needs to be updated. That is part of our process. So we have people sit down with an affiliate attorney to review their current estate plan, review their will, their trust, their power of attorneys, make sure everything's up to snuff and everything is up to date on the new rules, new laws that are in effect. I know things change every few years, so we need to make sure our documents are updated. So that's completely free of charge, completely complimentary, just by going through our Retirement 360 game plan process. Text in the word book, 502-273-1188. Text the word book and we'll get you started on that process. And like I said, meeting with the attorney is part of our process. So go ahead and text in the word book.
Alan, don't you think one of the things that you kind of avoid by doing this legacy plan is maybe staving off those family disputes and squabbles? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of a big part of this, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that having a strategic legacy plan, I think, does help you avoid all, some of those family disputes that we all hear of and a lot of people go through. When we lose a family member or something happens, that's usually when the claws come out and everybody wants to get their piece of the pie. And we see a lot of family disputes at that point. So having that plan, I think, can avoid that. It also can help you optimize your tax liabilities, you know, preserve wealth for future generations. The best story I've ever heard was unfortunately, I didn't do it, but it was a fellow advisor that had put together a legacy plan for one of his clients. And they did use a trust and some life insurance and things of that nature. And after he passed away, every year after that, his grandchildren got a check from the trust and came from grandpa. And think about the legacy that you can leave to your grandkids where you're gone for maybe 10, 15 years and you're still receiving that gift from grandpa or grandma. I mean, those types of things can be done for future generations. And as Troy said before, you can, if all that doesn't make sense to you or you don't have the grandchildren, maybe just allowing yourself to give to that charitable giving that you always wanted to pass money on to, those are things that you can do with a proper plan. And then I guess I want to throw this in too, is that many times if you do the plan correctly, and our attorney will talk about this to you as well, you know, one of the biggest fears that a lot of our clients have is going broke in a nursing home or losing everything to a nursing home. And that's one of the things that by building a proper plan, you can a lot of times avoid some of that cost of that nursing home insurance or nursing home cost in general and keep yourself from losing everything to a nursing home. So I think that's important too. So again, folks, we've talked a lot about this so far. We're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. But the main thing that you want to do is just text the word book to 502-273-1188. We can provide that Retirement 360 game plan book that kind of walks you through the process that we go through with all of our clients. This legacy planning is part of that. So to get your copy of that, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
So Troy and Alan back with more of Retirement 360. We're talking legacy planning. What are some of those common mistakes that Alan and Troy have seen in this area of financial planning? Back with Alan and Troy right here on Retirement 360.
Catch Alan and Troy on the Retirement Coaches Corner podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all major platforms. Or text podcast to 502-273-1188 and get a link to their episodes. The Retirement Coaches Corner podcast. Check it out today. Make sure you get your spot at the upcoming Decision 2024 workshop from Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Go to the events tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com and sign up right now. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, the Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Questions, concerns? Boy, I'd like to learn more about legacy planning. Boy, you know, what should I be doing with my 401k? I think I'm going to retire. Do I leave it there? Do I move it to an IRA? I don't know what to do. A lot of questions. 502-273-1188 to chat with the team from Mercurial Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. Totally complimentary. No cost to you. Today we're talking about legacy planning. And I probably should have started with this question, Alan, but I'm going to start this segment with it. And that is, we know the Retirement 360 game plan is income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare, are certainly in there as well. But how does your team really approach estate and legacy planning with your clients and Mercurial Wealth Advisors?
Well, you know, I think we said in the last segment that this is something that comes a little bit later in the process. But actually, this is one of the things that we talk about quite a bit in that first meeting because, you know, your income plan, your investment plan, the tax strategies that we want to build and all that that starts a Retirement 360 game plan. We also need to know what you want to leave. What do you want the end game to be? Where is this going to go at the final bell or final whistle or whatever? So we want to know, how do you want to approach that? Are you trying to leave a legacy for your family? Do you want to have money left over, or is that something that you're not really interested in? How do you envision that in your own planning? And then when we have that conversation and start to talk about that up front, we kind of have an idea of, okay, this is how we're going to, we know that we want to try to preserve all of the assets or 50% of the assets or something like that. And we have to kind of back into the other things from there to determine how we're going to build the income plan and the investment strategy and all of that from that. That's the approach that we typically would take with estate and legacy planning. But we also want to make sure that we, you know, review their current documents that we ask our potential clients to bring in, you know, their current will, if they have a trust, what that trust looks like, what their powers of attorney looks like. We're not the attorneys, so we're not the ones that are going to give them the final say on whether these documents are good or not. But once we have a copy of them, we can share them with our attorney. The attorney can kind of pre-review those things before their meeting. And then that meeting does come a little bit later in the process, but they do sit down with a qualified estate planning attorney that can kind of say, yeah, this is great, you've handled everything here. You might want to adjust this or that, or change the way your trust is written or something like that. But that's kind of how we approach it from our planning standpoint.
Yeah, it makes sense. And Troy, Alan mentioned some of those documents. So will, living will, trust, power of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What do we need? And how do you figure that out? I mean, the will versus a trust. I mean, there's different scenarios. Some the will's fine. Some need the trust. The living will, I don't know how that factors in. Power of attorney for healthcare, for finance. Walk us through this.
So the way we've always looked at it with our attorney, and we used to have him present at our workshops a lot, but now it's mainly Alan and myself presenting at the workshops, just discussing, giving a brief overview of this stuff. The way we've always approached the estate planning side of it in conversation with will versus trust A will is something, a document that is going to start the probate process. It's going to tell the judge basically how you want the assets split up. And then you're going to go through the probate process, which is typically 6 to 9 months, depending on how busy courts are, and can cost upwards of 5% of your total assets. So if you have a $1 million portfolio that's all, say, after tax, it's going through probate, that's a $50,000 charge the attorney can walk you through. The way I look at a trust is basically it's protection. It allows the will to dictate, at my passing, the trust is created, all of my assets flow into that trust. And the attorney says it's kind of funny, but kind of not. He says, if you set up your estate planning correctly with a will and a trust, you could literally have somebody pass away at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. By 8:30, you could have all your assets in a trust and have access to them. But he also follows that up by, if you call that quickly, there might be some questions asked by your local authority. So be very careful. But what he means by that is, if you do the proper planning, you can avoid probate, avoid that extra cost, and get everything to your loved ones in a timely manner, the way you want them to. So our goal when creating any type of estate plan is to avoid probate, but also protect your assets from long-term care needs from nursing home. And also, we want to make sure that you are not paying any unnecessary taxes. And there was a rule change back a few years back. There used to be something called a stretch IRA. Stretch IRA, let's say my mom has a 401k. When she passes away, let's say it's $1 million. She's in her mid-80s. I get all that. Yes, I cut my brother out of the will, but I get 100% of that $1 million, all pre-tax money. So at that point, I'm mid-50s, probably making the most money I've ever made at that point. I was able, with a stretch IRA, to take small distributions over my lifetime, add additional income, and basically stretch her IRA, her 401k, over my lifetime. Now, I have 10 years to completely deplete that portfolio. So basically, if I'm 55 years old, I have from 55 until 65 to completely dilute that $1 million portfolio. Government doesn't care what I do with it, as long as I take it out, pay taxes on it, I can reinvest it, I can do whatever I want to. But if I'm making the most money I've ever made before, I'm in the highest tax bracket already, now I'm going to throw maybe $100,000, $150,000 of extra income on top of my taxes every year. I'm compounding my issue. So we also, with estate planning, look at the Roth conversion option to try to get a very tax efficient estate plan as well. You can do it multiple ways, with Roth conversions, with Roth accounts, with insurance, multiple tools out there that we can look at. And it all depends on what works for your situation. And that's why, with this process, with the book that we're offering, we also offer a 15-minute coaching call to discuss some of this stuff that might be top of mind to you. You might not be ready for a full meeting to sit down for 45 minutes with one of our retirement coaches, but texting in the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188 will get you a copy of that book that gets the retirement game plan started for yourself. But also, we offer a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here that gets some of the questions answered that you're sitting there, you're maybe nervous about going through a full 45 minutes, an hour-long meeting. And it'll give you some access to us to get some questions answered, to see if we can even add value to your situation. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188. We'll get you started down that process. And we'll also allow you a 15-minute conversation with one of the retirement coaches.
Alan, what is the power of attorney for finance, healthcare? Those are important, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. They're critical to have. I guess one of the things that I would want to at least bring up here is that there are several missteps that you can have if you don't have a properly drafted legacy plan. And I'm talking about, you know, if you just don't have any legal documents. I mean, it's been a while back that this percentage came out, but it was said that within the last few years that 70% of the people don't have a basic will. And I don't know if that number still holds true or not. I think that most of the folks that we talk with at least have a will. It may be a very old will, which is in some cases could be as bad as not having one at all. So you want to make sure that you have basic documents. The powers of attorney are critical because the powers of attorney can give power to another person to make decisions on your behalf. So if you're incapacitated, you can actually have somebody that can maybe change an asset or move an asset or gift an asset for you to avoid some additional taxes or avoid, you know, losing it to a nursing home, depending on how long it's been set up and everything. So that all of those things are very critical to have as part of your planning. That durable power of attorney with gifting privileges is one of the things our attorney talks about all the time, is making sure that your POA can give that money away to a charity or give that money away to a family member or something else so that you can avoid some of that recall of those assets in certain situations. So there's a lot of different things that we've talked about so far today, guys, and I want to make sure that you understand that we're trying to provide you as much information as we can. It's a very difficult subject to talk about sometimes. People don't like to talk about their ultimate demise and leaving this earth, but I think that's important to have this discussion and make sure that you're ready for this and that you have done some planning for it. And we've talked about it all day today. You can text the word book to our phone number, 502-273-1188, and get that copy of that book. That'll get you started in our process to actually understand exactly what you do need to have. And then, as Troy said, and I've said in the past, is you can, you know, schedule a 15-minute call with us, or you can come in and we can actually start the process of going through it. So again, one last time, text the word book to 502-273-1188, and we can get that copy out to you as soon as possible.
Troy, let's wrap it up with this, because really everything in your Retirement 360 game plan, you always are updating. Things are always changing in your clients' lives. I mean, you always have to update it. But I suppose in this, when you do a legacy plan, and then 20 years later, there's a whole bunch of things that could have happened. How important is it to make sure these kind of documents are up to date?
I think it's just like the game plan. We're not going to review it every year, but things do change every year. Whether your beneficiaries change or your goals change, things happen within family members. People get cut out, people get added. So these need to be looked at every few years of how you want everything dispersed or how you want to leave your legacy. So it's definitely something we need to look at and update every few years. Now, if we review it and everything is status quo, doesn't need to change, then that's a good thing. And we can sit there and tell you, look, you're still in a good position. So that's not a bad thing to just get a double check, get a second opinion to make sure that everything is in order the way you need to and nothing needs to be updated. So if you're out there and you just think, you know what, I did this years ago, I think I'm good, but I'm not 100% sure, let's have a conversation. Take us up on that offer. Let's have a 15-minute coaching call. Doesn't take a lot of your time. We can do it on your lunch break if you're still working. Give us a call at 502-273-1188. We'd like to have a conversation with you. Hopefully, we can give you some insightful information to point you in the right direction, or we can figure out that, yeah, you might benefit from a full meeting with us and going through our process, and it would put you in a lot better situation. So again, give us a call, leave a message at 502-273-1188. We'll give you a quick call on Monday, schedule a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here in the office, and we'll get you started down that process.
So again, 502-273-1188. Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, back with our final segment of Retirement 360 right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always learn more on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Find out about upcoming events. They're going to talk about a shred day they've got coming up this summer as well. But louisvillesretirementcoach.com. If you have questions, concerns, boy, I wonder if I could retire. I wonder if I have enough. I wonder if my money's going to last as long as I need it to. I wonder if we're going to be okay if we retire. 502-273-1188. Complimentary, no cost to you. 502-273-1188. Alan, you or Troy, which one would be more into spring cleaning? Boy, we finally got through winter.
Wow.
Got to clean the garage out. Which one do you think? You or Troy?
Troy's probably more diligent about it than I am. But I will say that, and we've talked about this on the show before, I moved a few years ago, and after being in the same house for 25 or 28 years, something like that, it was pretty liberating to get rid of a bunch of junk, a bunch of stuff that we had accumulated over those years. Although I did pack up a bunch of it that's still in the basement of the new house that's never came out of the boxes. So it looks like I could have given away or thrown away a lot more. But yeah, he's probably a little bit better at spring cleaning than I am.
So, Troy, do you have things that Ashley says, hey, Troy, would you get out there and clean the gutters? Would you do this? Do you have a typical spring cleaning task?
Yeah, I do. My wife's not really onto it. She's starting to get very good about cleaning the kids' stuff out there, getting older, and she can finally get rid of some of that stuff. But I have tasks on my list to clean up the yard, get it looking decent, clean the gutters, make sure all that's taken care of. I'm one that likes a nice, pretty yard and taking care of everything. And I keep getting, Alan's wife always reminds me, she's like, you have young kids, they're going to destroy the yard, so you shouldn't spend so much time on it. But, you know, that's kind of my sanctuary. That's my time away. Mowing the grass for 2 hours, that's my time away to kind of readjust everything.
So you're probably going, well, what are we talking about spring cleaning for? What does that have to do with retirement planning? Well, really what we're doing is, you think about spring cleaning. You know, you go clean the garage out, get rid of the junk drawer stuff that's been there for 5 years. You don't even know what's all in there. So there is some reason to think about spring cleaning. But the question is, really, is spring maybe, we're getting out of the winter. Warmer weather is coming. People are going to be outside more and more. Is this time to maybe check out our finances? Do we need to do a spring refresh of our finances, Alan? This is an opportunity maybe to go, you know, we really ought to check on our finances. Where are we?
Well, I think it is a great opportunity because it gives you a fresh look as to where you are. So if you've been, let's say you're 5 years from retirement, or maybe you just retired, or you're 5 years into retirement, it gives you an opportunity to kind of look at things and see how things are being balanced based on, like I said earlier, the upcoming election or something like that. How's your advisor working on those types of things? Maybe you're not working with an advisor, but you've accumulated all these different accounts throughout your working years. You've got 401ks, you've got 403bs, you've got mutual funds, annuities, all the stuff that you've kind of accumulated all this time. What's the purpose of all these different accounts? How do they all work together? How are they going to work in your future? How can you take this pile of stuff and make sure that it's organized so that you know exactly what's going to happen 10, 15, 20 years down the road? So I think it's a great time to do that. And, you know, it's part of the process that we run everybody through, is just making sure that we know what their plan is, or what, if they have a plan. If they don't have a plan, let's build one and help them get ready for the next 20 to 30 years.
So Troy, if we had a spring cleaning list for our finances, what would go on that list?
I think one of the first things that go on that list, Alan touched on it, I fight with number one and number two. So I think both of these, it's kind of one and 1A. My biggest thing would be the budget, making sure we know what our expenses are, what it takes us to maintain our lifestyle, especially going into retirement. Pre-retirement, that's going to determine how much you can save while you're still working. After retirement, that's going to tell you exactly how much you need to maintain your lifestyle. So it's going to give you the income that we need to create from a portfolio. But something that Alan hit on was really all the financial tools that we gather over our career, whether it's 401ks, IRAs, annuities. There's a lot of people doing different workshops, different dinner seminars. You might buy something from this advisor. You might buy something from that advisor because it sounds great. So you've gathered this financial junk drawer of stuff. And how does it fit into your plan? What is the purpose of every individual investment that you have? Is it to give you income in retirement? Is it to give you safety? Is it both? that's where we come into play and really start to construct that fiscal house from everything that you've accumulated over your lifetime and be able to create purpose from all the investments that you have. Or if they don't truly have a purpose, find something that will create that purpose of whatever you need it to accomplish. So that's part of the process of going through the Retirement 360 game plans, really organizing everything, knowing what you have it for, and making sure that we know that every asset that you have in your portfolio has a purpose and has a reason to be in there.
Alan, this also would probably be a time to go through, boy, you know what? Over the winter, there wasn't really anything on and I got Apple TV. You know, then I added Hulu and I added all these, you add things and then we go, you know what? This is the year. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get that dadgone gym membership and I'm going to start working out. Well, now you're in the spring and you're like, well, I don't need to go to the gym anymore. It's inside. I'm going to be outside now. I'll be working out there. This is a time to kind of go through some of those things we've gotten that maybe we're not really using, but we're paying $9, $10, $15 a month on.
You know, something that's happened over the last, I guess, 8-10 years with technology and everything is that you literally can. You don't have to have the $50 or $60 a month cable bill anymore, but now we have 4 and 5 different subscriptions that are $8 or $10 a month or $5 a month. And we think, oh, it's $5 a month. It's not that much. But when you start to look at all the subscriptions that you're paying out on a monthly basis, it can add up really quick. I just did this the other day. I have like 3 different music services that I listen to off my iPhone. So I can Bluetooth to different places. I realized that, hey, I don't need all these. So I went in and slashed a couple of them and got rid of them and just pared it down to the one I always listen to, or my go-to. Those are things that you can take stock in and say, yeah, do I really need that? Or can I do away with it? And I think that's a great benefit of going through these exercises, just to kind of clean house, so to speak, really understand exactly what those obligations are and whether you actually need them.
And if you'd like Troy and Alan and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors kind of walk you through some of these things that you could kind of check out, it's 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. You know, Troy, back when we used to talk, you know, New Year's resolutions, you know what? I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to go to the gym and work out. Now, one of the keys to that is you probably need somebody that's going to go with you, right? That accountability partner. Mm-hmm. Because if it's all on you, sometimes we let ourselves down in that regard. It's easier to go, you know, I'm tired. I think I'm going to stay in bed a little bit longer. I'm not going today. But this is a way for somebody to have a financial accountability partner with Mercurial Wealth Advisors to kind of help guide them along the way.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that. And I've fought with that for years myself. My oldest kid's getting ready to be 6 years old. So over the years, I've packed on some pounds because we don't eat the greatest dinners because we both work. And I hired a coach. I hired a weight loss coach back in November. So it's been a little bit since I've hired her. And for me, it's that accountability. That's exactly what I need. I need somebody to tell me, look, you need to watch what you're doing. What'd you do wrong over this past week? Why didn't you lose weight? Or you did great. You lost weight. Good job. Keep it going. So either need that, I would say, pat on the back or kick in the butt to kind of get in gear. And that's kind of the same thing as hiring a retirement coach or just interviewing one, sitting down and going through the process and seeing where you're at. We can do a couple things. We can either sit down, go through the process, look at your plan and give you that good job. You are doing exactly what you need to do and give you that reassurance that you're going to have a successful retirement because you've built the plan that makes sense for your situation. Or we can go through our Retirement 360 scorecard and see some holes or some gaps in your current planning and address them and show you where there is some opportunity to improve your current plan and put you in a better situation that might give you a lot more ease going into retirement, a lot less stress. So again, reach out. Let's start off with that 15-minute coaching call, 502-273-1188. We'll reach out Monday morning. Leave us a brief message. We'll reach out Monday morning, schedule a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here in the office.
So, Alan, I'll let you wrap it up. We've got a little over a minute to go. But one, I know you wanted to give the shred date at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. And will you even recognize nephew Troy when you get back from Florida?
You know, he's half the man he used to be, I think. So, no. No, I think he's done a good job on his weight loss journey and everything, and envy him for that. So we do have a couple of events coming up, and I do want you to go to our website, go to LowellsRetirementCoach.com, check out the events page. one of the events that we got coming up, and kind of in the theme of this spring cleaning, is we do have a shred it day coming up, where we typically do this for our clients, but this year we're opening it up to the public. And we know that we gather all these documents over time, and we just kind of save them in our file cabinets and everything. So we hire a shredded company to come into the parking lot at Mercurial Wealth Advisors at our office, and you can bring in boxes of documents, and they will shred it for free. And typically we have some food and things that day. So I think that date's going to be June 1st, but you can go to the website and pick that up there from the events page, LouisvilleRetirementCoach.com, on the events page there. And, kind of closing it out today, we've talked a lot about legacy planning. We've talked a lot about planning in general. And the best way for you guys to get started is to text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a copy of the book that Troy put together a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, I guess, of our process. It's a process we've been running for a long time, and he was able to take some time and put it down on paper. And it tells a little bit about our story. It also tells about how we actually help folks build out a retirement plan, the steps that we take. So again, you can get a copy of that by texting the word book to the 502-273-1188. We're going to gather some information from you, send you a copy of it. We'll even send you a digital copy of it and a retirement toolkit at the same time. So last time today, text the word book to 502-273-1188 and get your copy to get started on your planning process.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurial Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency, and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.